Hey, this is Travis, and thanks for listening. First and foremost, I just want to say I appreciate you downloading. Know that this is not perfect and not even close. There's gaps in audio. There's uneven volume. There's some stuff in here that I'd like to fix, but I'm still getting handy with the software, and I just haven't done it yet. So bear with me. I'm going to get better, and I'm going to keep trying. Thanks for listening. Hand off to a band from the 90s. Which makes perfect sense as I'm about to turn 40. Hey, and welcome to the Lyles Trials. My name is Travis Lyles. I'm a 39-year-old father of two, married for 15 years, working in corporate America, and for the last decade plus, I've been running ultramarathons. Over my time running ultramarathons, I've completed probably 40-ish official events, 50-kilometer races, 50 miles, 100 Ks. I've completed 10 100 milers, I've done some multi-day stuff, and I've done a whole bunch of large in terms of miles, like 25, 30, 35, 40, 50, 60 mile adventure types of runs with friends where we go out and explore. And I really enjoy it. I enjoy the ability of light and fast and going out and just seeing all kinds of amazing things and spending time with friends and exploring. And that's all stuff I want to continue doing. But I also like racing. I like the idea of putting in this training effort and getting results from it. And one of the things I've always been really bad at, like most people, is I pay attention to the thing that is most top of mind. So as runners, we get really, really hung up in mileage. I've got a race coming up, so I need to run more miles. I have a fast race coming up, so I need to run more fast miles. And I tend to do that, but I also neglect the idea of, oh, I should probably make sure that I have a diet that supports that training. I should make sure that if I'm feeling exhausted, I should sleep more. I should pay attention to mobility and stretching and recovery and making sure that I'm putting all the support nets in place that I can go faster, go longer, and do more. And I've always been really bad at that. So that's really the intent here. That's the intent of this podcast is to talk about the changes that I've implemented this year that hopefully support this idea of being a more well-rounded individual as it relates to running and putting all these systems in place to support it and share kind of my experience along the way, what works, what doesn't, how I did it, and share that out. And hopefully, right, end result is see some change from myself. Maybe I get faster. Maybe I'm able to do more. Maybe my stomach doesn't turn on me. Maybe I'm less injury prone, or a little nagging injury prone. Maybe I don't see any benefits at all, but I can train a little bit less and still maintain, you know, the same speed and same results. I don't know what the answer is at this point, but that's what we're hoping to find out here. So what we're going to do is talk about diet first on the next podcast. And my goal with that is really to set the foundational components of what it is that I'm doing. So my energy source, of course, that allows me to do all of these other things, this ability to go out and run 10, 12, 14, 16 hours a week, do 100-mile races, all that kind of starts with the internals. And it's somewhere that I have really, not with a ton of focus, ever spent a bunch of time. And that is just based on the fact that I can eat whatever I want. I have a fast metabolism. And because I work out a lot and I expend a lot of energy, it's easy for me to just be like, oh yeah, I'll have a Coke. I'll eat this Ben & Jerry's. It doesn't matter. I can eat all this pizza or whatever the thing is. And that may not be the right approach. So I really wanted to start with the diet, and the interesting things, and I'll go into this in these episodes, is how this diet has affected virtually all these other parts, how it's affected my training, how it's affected my long runs, how it's affected my sleep, how it's affected stress and my ability to recovery. All of these things kind of start from what you're fueling with, or at least what I'm seeing, what I'm fueling with. So I'll spend some time on that one, and I'll even go into some of the implementation side, because as someone that has kids and a spouse and travels for work, there are nuances to this diet. there are nuances to any diet, and it's a matter of figuring out how to kind of make it work for you without being a huge life stressor, because it is, at the end of the day, it's just food. So you got to figure out this balance between stressing out over all this stuff and making it work for you, but then also knowing that there's a fine line to walk on what are some little tips and tricks that I found out throughout my time doing this that someone else could benefit from and help you if you're somebody that travels for work or you've got a family that is not on board with the type of thing that you're doing, some sort of tweaks that you can do to help you do it, because implementation is the biggest part. You can read as many books as you want that say, this is the reason why you should do this. This is the inspirational quote to get you up out of bed. But after that stops, it's a matter of figuring out how can I really fit this into my life? And those would be some things to talk about. From there, we'll springboard onto training. How I'm training, again, diet plays a huge part of that. Why sleep is so important, why recovery is so important, why strength and mobility is so important. That's going to be kind of the path that we're going to follow. I'm not sure how it's all going to play out. We may have some guests come on. We may have some people that have opposing views. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out. So thanks for listening to this first episode. If you have questions or comments, you can reach out on Instagram or Twitter. Both of those are Travis Lyles, TravisLiles. You can find me at my blog, where I will actually put any references that I have throughout any of the shows. So anything that comes up, any papers, any articles, any other podcasts that I listen to, books perhaps, that I found to be interesting, I will hang those in there in the show notes per episode. Just know that I'm not sponsored. I'm not getting any product. So anything I bring up will be something that I have tried and bought on my own. Just want to make sure to reference that this is really just a passion project of mine and just something that I enjoy doing. So you can leave anything you want there on my blog. And then the other part is the Anchor app. So anchor.fm is actually the platform I'm using to record this on. And there's an app for the phone. And if you want to just reply with your voice, you can just listen to the podcast through that app and then reply back with your voice and actually leave a voice note comment for me as well. So those are all the options and ways in which you can get in touch. Obviously, feel free to do that. I'd love to hear from anybody that, you know, has gone down a similar path or just has questions that maybe I've encountered so far along the way. So with that said, thanks for listening to this. I'm looking forward to pushing out the next episode where I'm going to talk about diet, why I chose the diet, and maybe some of the differences and myths and ways that a lot of this stuff gets complicated that I didn't find out until I was a little bit farther in it. So thanks again, and hope to see you on the next one.